Today is Tuesday, September 28th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It was a long weekend for us, and I honestly don't remember everything that we did. And Mark said, oh, there was so much that we did over the weekend. I'm sure you had so much to talk about on your episode. I said, well, I did a short one because, you know, I only had so much time because it was your birthday. And I needed to get finished and have my meeting and then, you know, us have the rest of our day. So I will say, we've been watching a TV show called A Discovery of Witches. And it's kind of like it's got witches, vampires, and demons. Although the interesting thing is the demons don't seem to have any powers at all. In fact, they seem to be kind of arbitrary. Like, I'm not even really sure why they're there. They have a very small role in the whole thing, and it mostly focuses on one witch and her vampire love interest. And we really enjoyed it. It was, you know, it's not for everybody. You have to really enjoy like a Vampire Diaries. What was the witch show? Charmed. Like, I don't know if Charmed is a good example, but you really need to be into the fantasy vampire love story, witches, like all that kind of stuff to really like it. It's a British TV show, and you can only get it on, you have to pretty much buy it. So I subscribed to, I believe it was Sundance on Amazon Prime, and it was on there. You can also subscribe to AMC, or if you have AMC or you have cable, it actually was released on AMC, I believe. So there's probably some kind of AMC streaming service. So we watched a lot of that over the weekend. But we also did a bunch of stuff for Mark's birthday. But before I talk about that, so my parents are out of town. I do remember what we did on Saturday. I was thinking, God, what did we do on Saturday? But anyway, so on Saturday, we got up and we went for a walk. And it was our, we're doing this thing where we do a monthly, I can't believe I forgot this. We do this monthly date night / date day where we pick something. It can include food, but it really should be something that's activity oriented. So you're doing something. And so you could eat out, but we want to do something like a hike or go to a new experience that you haven't done. Like, for instance, I'm hoping to do Top Golf. We have this thing where you go, and we've never done it, so I can't really describe it all that much, but you go and you rent, and it's a driving range, but it's all computerized. And I think there are like computer chips in the golf balls and all this kind of stuff, but you get your own room, air quotes. And it's not really a room because it's open, but you get it like a bay and it's all yours. And you can buy food like at a bowling alley and you can eat and you get your own bay and you do all these driving competitions. And because the balls have computer chips in them and scanners and all this kind of stuff, you basically can play all these different games, I think. So I'm going to do that at some point. But we have this, we just started it recently to supplement Restaurant of the Week because we're pretty much out of new restaurants and we wanted something new to do, some new creative thing that we could do. So, we did, I don't remember what we did in August, but we did something in August. And then in September, we had already purchased tickets to this thing called Bite. And all of these restaurants from the area and a lot of brands from, you know, just brands in the grocery store sponsor these booths where they'll provide food and you can try their stuff. So for the restaurants, you're trying dishes that are generally available at the restaurants. And for the various brands, like for instance, Old El Paso had a food truck that was serving tacos. And it was a taco in some new taco shell that they're trying, you know, that they're marketing that's made out of Takis. And so it's a spicy Takis taco. And we had done this before, but it was at a different location and it was an event all of its own. And they just had food trucks and booths and all this kind of stuff. And it was really good. And so we thought, so, but this time the LPGA, the Ladies Something Golf Association, Professional Golf Association, does a tournament here in Northwest Arkansas every year. So they decided this year they were going to do Bite and the golf tournament together. And so we went to that on Saturday. And so we got up early, we did our walk and everything, and I weighed, and then we didn't eat breakfast because we knew we were going to immediately be eating, you know, as soon as we got there, we were going to be eating, because basically you go from booth to booth to booth to booth just getting food. And so we knew we were going to be eating a lot, so we didn't, I think Mark had a snack or something for breakfast, but we didn't, I didn't eat anything. And so we went, and it was timed with the, so there was golfing going on. So the only thing I'll say, well, first of all, the food wasn't as good this year as it has been in previous years. They had, it's an 18-hole golf course, and they had four different sections set up for Bite. So you could watch the golf and eat at the same time. And you had to have a special armband to get in to eat. Otherwise, you could only watch the golf. So it was a separate ticket for the food versus the golf. But if you bought the food ticket, you could watch the golf as well. One thing I'll say, I didn't realize, I've never been to a golf tournament. And like a televised actual PGA, LPGA golf tournament. So we're walking down this path. And, you know, the food is stationed in various and near various holes on the golf course. And so we're walking down this path and we're just minding our own business. We're going to one of the food booths. And all of a sudden, this guy, I assume he's the caddy for one of these women. He starts screaming at us. Stop! Stop! Person in blue! And Mark wasn't sure. I've realized that he was talking to us before Mark did. So Mark was still moving. And I was like, stop, stop, stop. Well, apparently, when you're near the golfer and they're about to shoot, or whatever they call it, you're supposed to stop. I don't know. I've never been to... I felt it was so rude to me. I've never... So I thought, you know, why are they putting some food festival next to this serious golf tournament? You know, dummies like me who've never been to a golf tournament before have no idea that you're supposed to stop when the golfer is about to shoot. I didn't know. And so, and now the caddy is yelling at me. And anyway, we stopped and she shot. And I don't even know if it was good because, again, I don't know much about golf. And we just kept going to our next food destination. But, so the food part of it, you know, you just go up to the various, they have tents set up and they'll say, oh, this is table and fork or something, like some restaurant. Or this booth was sponsored by Tyson Chicken and it's a barbecue chicken drumstick or something. And so anyway, but it was a lot of fun. I felt like, you know... After I was yelled at, then there was this one other spot where there was a golfer warming up or something, or talking strategy with her caddy. I don't know, but she was in a path that I needed to walk past, and so she didn't say anything to me. I walked past her, and then we get past it. Mark had gone a different way, and he said, "Boyfi, why did you walk in front of her? She was talking strategy." I'm like, I don't know. Why did they put a food festival with some serious ass golf tournament? I'm just trying to use the path. Anyway, but we ate. We love to eat, so you know that was fun. And they had a lot of covered areas. So and the weather was really nice. So we got to eat. We had cupcakes from this kind of a bakery place. We had, like I said, a taco from Old El Paso. We had a meatball and some garlic knots sort of thing, like pizza dough. From this local pizza company. We had barbecue. There's a culinary school. So we had like a savory shortbread with a bacon jam and freeze-dried raspberry powder on top of it. It was really good, actually. That's probably one of our favorite because we love bacon jam. So anyway, that was kind of our event, and it was fun, other than getting yelled at by a golf caddy. And then on Sunday, my parents had called me and again, asking me to do something else. And I should stop complaining, I guess, because I've already said I love my parents and I'm going to take care of them. So I should not complain about it. But again, this podcast is just my, you know, verbal diarrhea of what I'm thinking. So my parents call me and they're like, hey, so they're on a trip and my uncle is meeting them. He was flying up there to Idaho where they were. So they were in Idaho for a week. My uncle is meeting with one of my other aunt and uncle. My other uncle is meeting them up there, and then he flew up there, and then they're driving back, and they're going through all of these national parks in Utah, and I think they're going to New Mexico as well. And so he was flying, and so they said, my stepdad said, "Hey, would you mind picking up your uncle at our house, which is 20 minutes away from our house, but whatever, driving him to the airport so he doesn't have to pay parking?" And it was on Sunday, so, I mean, we're busy. We had to grocery shop, I had church. So I had to go and pick up my uncle from my parents' house so he didn't have to park at the airport. So I drove like 20 minutes to their house, then drove him to the airport. Oh, and by the way, he's 74. He told me on the way to the airport that was only his second commercial flight in his entire life, and he was nervous. I can't even believe it. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.